Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't miss the grand opening of the Adams Township Gecko next Thursday, May 18th at 1803 or 3rd Degree Road in Mars. Live music from 12 to 4, sub ceremony at 3 p.m., and meet Lil Tot, the Pirate Parrot, Neil Walker, and David Bednar. All from 3 to 4 p.m. Neil Walker, friend of the show, who I am trying to get on the golf course with here pretty soon. We'll see if we can make that happen with Neil. But, of course, he is traversing the country, broadcasting for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and they are in Baltimore right now. Like I said off the top of the show, I was in Baltimore last week, and I guess really didn't plan my trip correctly because could have lined things up perfectly and gone to see the Pirates-Orioles series this week. But, of course, that's not how things panned out. Speaking of things not panning out the way that you want, another crazy wild story out of golf this week. We told you about the tragedy of Tommy Kuhl, course record 62 in U.S. Open qualifying, gets disqualified because of fixing the ball marks, which happened to be aerated greens, which is just a ridiculous situation. They were playing on aerated greens for a U.S. Open qualifier. But I got to tell you about this diabolical hole location. That's what they're calling it, a diabolical hole location that, quote, leads to carnage, canceling a round at the Women's Division III Championship. Okay, the course is outside of Orlando. It's Michigan's El Campeón course in a town that, for me, I'm a Florida native and I never heard of it. Howie in the Hills is the name of the course, okay? Through two rounds, George Fox University has a five-shot lead. And after Thursday's third round, the event would see a cut made to trim the field for Friday's final round. Only Thursday's third round never happened, according to the scoreboard. That was thanks to a poorly placed hole location. The sixth hole was deemed unplayable after more than half the field had already made its way through. Now, if you go to social media, and I don't know if you look up, you know, terrible hole location, women's D3, women's golf championship, if you look that up, I mean, you'll find this hole. Basically, it is a hole location that, just like the story here says, diabolical, okay? There are tons of clips on social media of these women putting from like 8 feet, okay? It is a routine, normal putt. But basically, like, if you don't hole it out, and it's pretty straight ahead, if you don't hole it out, if you go right or you go left, and you go a little bit past, the ball rolls all the way back to you, 8 feet back to your feet. Okay, so you can putt it long, you can putt it short. If you don't make it, it's rolling all the way back to the original spot where you putted the ball. So Brently Romine from Golf Channel got some information on this, and basically one of the coaches told him was most greens see a maximum of a 3% slope to keep the greens, you know, quick but make them not unplayable. This hole was cut on a grade of 5%. And the average score on the hole was playing more than a full shot and a half over par when play was called. Here's what I don't get. How do you wait until 60% of the field has played the hole to call it? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. But I will say this. We all love a challenging golf course, but we're all frustrated when something seems unfair. Now, it's usually not unfair for us, the average Joe, playing out there. It's usually just that we're bad. That being said, it is kind of refreshing to see a golf governing body decide, you know what? This is too damn hard. This just isn't fair. That's on us. Sorry, guys. We're canceling out that round. Don't we all wish that we could have a round canceled out at some point in our golf career? I think we all would. But if you haven't seen these clips on social media, look them up. Just look up Division III Golf Championship, NCAA. You'll find it. It will cause you physical pain to watch these putts and when they miss and when they roll all the way back to their starting point. It is a sight to see, but it certainly is a painful, probably triggering sight to see as well. That'll do it for today's Going Low Golf Show, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Like I said, I'm headed off to the Dick Rowe Pitt Celebrity Golf Tournament out at Champion Lakes, one of my favorite events of the year, and of course, taking on some special meaning this year as well. So if you're going out there, if you're on your way driving there right now, look forward to seeing you. Come by, say hello, let's catch up, let's talk some golf, and also hit them long, hit them straight out there today. And I feel like I say this every week, but dodge those raindrops as well. Pat Bostic for the Panther Insider Show from Champion Lakes. He's getting ready for the golf course. He's not going to be on the range. He's going to be on the air talking with you, talking some Pitt athletics. Pat Bostic coming up next. I've been Cale Berger. Thanks to Joel Nelson for his producing behind the glass. We'll talk to you next week in the thick of the PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club. It's Cale Berger for Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Sports Radio 937 The Fan.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!